glasses, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Thirsty Thursday. Obviously, Mother Nature a little thirsty this morning after that 80-degree beauty that we had yesterday.
Yeah, enjoy it while we had it.
Oh, my gosh. It was... I mean, that just goes to show that Mother Nature is more fickle here in the state of Washington than pretty much anywhere else in the world.
I feel like even more so than in the past. I mean, it's just odd when you get a day that's like 80. I mean, dude, it was pushing like 85. I know it said 80, but man, it was hot outside. And it was awesome. And then today it's supposed to just suck.
For some reason, my husband wanted to tackle an outdoor project in like the beating sun at the absolute heat of the day yesterday. I mean, it was 83 degrees at my house and it felt like it was 83 degrees.
Are we married to the same person? Because the weather was great. So I'm like, yeah, let's just sit outside, enjoy it, maybe have a drink. My wife's like, get the hose. It's time to garden and do things. And I'm like, I don't want to do anything out here.
Oh my gosh. You know what we should do is just swap for like a day. Your wife comes up to my house and she and Brad can tackle some projects.
Okay.
And then I'll send Brad down to your house and Brad and Sid can do some things down there. You and I can go for patio drinks.
I was about to say, we just go to a bar.
Yes.
I'm in.
Let's inform these rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's Learn About Composting Day. So if you need to do that, hit up Ryan Castle.
You can also hit up my five-year-old because they're learning about it in kindergarten right now. And he saw me throw eggshells into the garbage the other day. And he was like, Mom, this can go in the compost. And I was like, you're right. I'm sorry. And we do compost. I just didn't do it in that moment.
You're like, since when is my son Ryan Castle?
Oh, my God.
Ryan's the kind of guy, like, when you're somewhere and you screw it up, he's like, it's not that hard. I'm like, actually, it kind of is. To dime myself, you, and Danny V out. I think we went to lunch recently, and we're all three of us are just standing in front of the compost, the recycling, and then the trash. And I'm like, I think this is recycling. Maybe this is compost. F it. Throw it all in the trash.
Oh, no.
Man, talk about throw it in the trash. That was the Mariners game yesterday. You can't give them too hard of a time. They can't win them all. But, man, you don't like to see them lose the way that they did. The Washington Nationals hit 4 home runs, shut out the Mariners. 9-0, making up for that 9-1 loss the day before. So the bummer part is not only did the Mariners lose, but the Astros won. So the Mariners are only a half of a game up in the AL West. Hopefully they win the series tonight. They're back at it at T-Mobile Park.
This is our year?
Maybe.
Yesterday, this major crash that happened on I-5 was a complete nightmare for anybody that was traveling northbound or southbound.
You kind of were in it.
I was in it. 8 lanes were blocked altogether. 4 people had to be hospitalized, including a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, but everyone is expected to recover. But people that witnessed it said that it was absolutely horrific. Some of the cars were trapped underneath the semi-truck. One of the cars in particular, you didn't think anybody was going to be surviving that. But thankfully, it sounds like everyone's going to be okay.
Well, yesterday we saw outside of our window, we see I-5, and it was just backed up. I'm like, that sucks for you, Taryn. But by the time we were leaving, traffic looked okay, but then you still hit it.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody was doing the back roads thing. You know, it's like you could take 15th, you could take Aurora. Everybody knows how to get around, but it was slow going. So hopefully no more traffic disruptions in Seattle for today.
All right, I'm fired up to talk about this story because this is one of the more insane stories. So I don't know if you've heard of the Green Hill School. It's a state-operated juvenile facility for houses older male youth and young adults as well. But they're dealing with some massive, massive issues, all because of a former employee. Her name is Angel Meisner. Instead of us talking about it, I found the King 5 report. There is so many layers of just insanity to the story. So let's enjoy.
Angel Meisner was an employee here at Green Hill until she was charged last year with having sex with a young inmate.
All right, so I have the get-go. She's a naughty woman.
Oh, boy.
She beat almost all the charges at trial and was free from jail. until she came back to this facility posing as a DoorDash driver with a delivery. Today, the fired Green Hill employee.
This is crazy, right?
There's a lot of determination here. This is chaos.
Right. She worked there. Now she's pretending to be a DoorDash driver to get back in there.
Admitted she returned in March to the state's detention center for young male inmates with a food order from this nearby Mexican restaurant. She said she was a DoorDash driver, but the ex-employee was recognized at Green Hill's entrance by another employee.
I confronted her. I did say Angel, and she looked at me in shock and she said no.
Okay, I'm not Angel.
Yes, you are.
Sure, you worked with me for a few years, but no, I don't know who you're talking about.
Wow, that's a very, very determined person.
And just looked at me, made this weird face.
Meisner set down the food and fled. When staff opened the bag, they found what looked like a burrito with two wax bricks of suspected marijuana that Meisner stuffed inside.
Ah, the old marijuana burritos.
Oh, I love those.
Green Hill investigators learned the food order was placed by another employee, Nicholas Judson, who has since been charged for his alleged part in the crime. Judson was also interviewed by Chehalis police.
Do you have any information on who this person is that brought it in?
I had no clue, sir. When they're like, Angel? I'm like, who the hell's Angel?
Records show police believe that Meisner delivered two earlier food orders to Green Hill before she was caught. After pleading guilty to the scheme today, Meisner was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Court documents say that her drug-filled burrito was headed to the same young inmate she was accused of having sex with, Robbery Thompson.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Also, did you hear his name?
Robbery Thompson.
Robbery Thompson. So why do you think he's at the juvie?
Robbery, maybe?
Well, let's find out.
Serving 40 years for two murders, including a Puyallup shopkeeper.
Okay, what the hell is going on? And she's having sex with this kid and then wants to bring him some weed burritos.
This is insanity.
Insane. Almost as insane as our weather. It's going back into the 60s. It's weird to say that after this story. Hitting a high of 69.
Ooh,
it's
going
to
nice.
Rain. That's the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Get ready to tee off at the first ever KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing.
The tournament
is actually sold out. However, you can come and kick it with us because the Daily Migs Show will be broadcasting live from Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park. Get all the details on our June 9th extravaganza at KISW.com. Point today, I seem a little bit off.
Yes.
That's probably every day. But today specifically, I'm going to be a little off because my dog is going in for surgery.
Oy.
In like 2 hours.
That is, oh. And so why is your dog going to surgery?
So this is the puppy, by the way, who's
Fruit.
90 pounds. Yes, a 90-pound puppy. He
tiny.
Just about a month ago, he started limping kind of out of the blue. There was no actual event that I recall seeing, but he just started to limp. And so we took him to the vet, and they were checking him out and couldn't figure out anything significant. So they prescribed him some pain meds and a little anti-inflammatory, sent him home. It didn't get any better. So that meant x-rays.
Did you try the pain meds to make sure that they were working at their full capacity?
Don't hide it, divide it.
Oh, God.
So we took him back in for x-rays, and they determined that he has torn meniscus. So that's very painful. Any grown, human person that has had that happen knows how painful that is, and it requires surgery.
Do you know how, or is it dogs being dogs?
He has had more vet bills and more accidents than any animal, probably all my other dogs combined.
So you wouldn't be able to like pinpoint, he play, beer league soccer?
Nope. He's just a big, floppy, goofy ding dong.
Because I get nervous even when like our dogs jump off the bed
off
the couch. I'm like, man, you're planting pretty hard. Like, I know I would be out for a few weeks after that.
And he runs so hard and he turns on a dime. He's just a clumsy dingbat. So anyway, this morning is the day. So my dad, bless his heart, is going to be picking him up from our house, driving him to check him in at the doggy doctor.
They have to put him under?
They got
to
put him under.
Oh, I hate that.
They got to go in and do the whole deal. It's called a TPLO surgery. It's very expensive and the recovery time is significant.
Do you have pet insurance?
Of course we do.
Yeah, I might need to start thinking about that now with the two dogs.
I mean, I feel like we learned our lesson a couple of times now. So when we got this new puppy, it was immediately pet insurance. And they reimburse like 70, 80%, which is good.
It's insane, especially when you get those bills and you're like, oh man, I might as well have gotten the surgery myself for the amount of money that I'm dropping on my dog.
Well, the other thing I'm very worried about is kind of, you know, proofing our house for this dog because he has significant separation anxiety from me. So we sleep on the top floor. There's a lot of stairs to get up there. This dog will not be doing any stairs for a pretty significant amount of time.
I know. I always love when the vet's like, because when we even got like, when DJ got fixed and they're like, okay, well, she needs to take it easy for a few weeks, you know, blah, blah. I'm like, how do you expect me to explain that to this crazy puppy, which she did not. And thankfully she was fine, but I know they have to tell you that, but you know full well that a dog's going to be a dog.
Like, it's the funniest thing ever when they tell you to keep your puppy calm for 2 weeks while they recover. Like, okay, man. So, yeah, it's going to be a long road to recovery. They said it's like 4 to 6 months for a dog his size to get pretty much back to normal.
Damn, does he have to, like,
go to, like, physical therapy? I have no idea.
Like a cast or something like that to keep it from, like, you know, re-injuring it, re-aggravating it?
I mean, I'm assuming there's some sort of a brace or something that he's going to wear, but I decided to give him...
I've got a couple extra knee braces. Since he's so big, it'll probably fit him.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But last night I decided to give him a bath because, you know, I'm like, he's not going to get a bath probably for a while during this recovery.
I thought you were going to say I pampered him with, like, some food.
Well, I did that too.
You gave the dog something that they probably hate getting.
But Barrett shared his dinner with him last night. He got part of a grilled cheese sandwich and an egg yolk and some other things with his dinner. But yeah, last night was the last meal. He has to fast, you know, all morning and then go in for surgery. I know. So if you have a similar story, I would love to hear it. And please bring the good stories, bring the bad stories, bring all of them. When did your pet need surgery and why? Call 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did your pet totally shock you by needing surgery? Maybe they swallowed a whole sock.
Not that my dog would ever do that.
Never. Maybe they ended up with stitches for some reason. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us, when did your pet need surgery? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take these calls after Guns N' Roses. Based on the fact that my dog is going in for surgery this morning, I want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly stories. When did your pet need surgery?
I got to ask, do you really want to hear the ugly?
I do.
You do? I mean...
Misery loves company, Steve.
Also, then I shouldn't feel bad playing this, then.
Oh, my God! What is wrong with you?
I've debated it. I was like, I should do this. This will tug on our emotional heartstrings.
This is the worst song and the worst commercial ever.
Perfect song to listen to when we're talking about pets. Okay, I'm
sorry. 206-803-ROCK. Tell us why your pet needed surgery. James from Burien, tell us about your black lab.
Yes. So we were just a normal, you know, weeknight. My dog went out to use the restroom and came back in, and all of a sudden, one of her back legs, she was holding it up in the air, and my wife and I were looking at each other, and we're going, oh, my God, what's going on? So she had jumped off the deck and injured one of her knees, basically. And so, of course, immediately, like all good parents do, take her in the vet the next day, and the vet looked at her over and said, yeah, she said, I don't even have to do x-rays or anything. She's torn her ligaments in her knee, and she's going to need surgery.
Oh, and what did that set you back?
Well, I mean, so the conversation was, you know, okay, how much is this going to cost us? And I said, like, you know, $500 surgery? And the vet is, like, raising her thumb, like, up in the air going, no more. And I'm okay, like, $5,000? And she goes, and she keeps raising. And I go, how much? She said, $12,000.
So then James got another credit card.
206-803-ROCK. Why did your pet need surgery? Jerry from Marysville.
Hey, Steve, you want everybody crying with Sarah McLachlan there?
I know. But she said she wanted the ugly, so I'm like, this is the ultimate ugly moment.
So, 6-year-old Malamute, last year, he got up, like, really quick, hardwood floor, yelped, tore his ACL. Doctor said that it's kind of a, something that happens anyway, whether, you know, it could just happen from walking and all. But thankfully, he has pet insurance, like a $250 deductible with all the doctor visits that went through. Surgery comes up. It's $10,000.
What was the recovery like?
Well, the recovery was a few months. Yeah, he can, first couple days, he can't walk at all. You got to kind of like hold his back legs up. It was his left rear ACL.
Oh, and Malamutes are not, they're not small dogs.
No, he's 150 pounds.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's a lot to have to handle.
So, yeah, he's, you know, we have to kind of hold him up. And it's just after that, it's walking like 100 feet, walking 200 feet, you know, so on, just kind of get him used to it and all.
You know, so
good
often,
thing is, why you should get it, insurance paid, of the $10,000, they paid $9,000.
Nice.
Dude.
That's just the best news, honestly.
The thing is, like, we know that we put ourselves through this. Like, you know, like, the pets are never cheap, but yet here we are still doing it. Here I am now with two young pups.
I can't wait to tell you tomorrow how much the surgery is going to be, because I don't really know. There's like a range that they
gave
me.
What do you think?
I'm betting it'll be in this $7,000 range, eight maybe. I'm guessing.
I'm going 11 grand.
No!
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning with a record of 174 wins, 58 losses, and 40 ties in 2025? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Migs at 6:50.